Year in, year out, Adam State's been a really good team in the RMAC. You know, probably average 6-7 wins a year. You know, looking at what they did last year, you know, their coach retired at the end of the year, but they lost the national champion 17-7. So they're 10 points out of beating the number one team in the country. So they're going to be a very formidable opponent, and one not to be taken lightly. And you know, we're going to be fortunate if we can find a way to win that game. Just as young as we're going to be and going into it blind. But so it should be a great game Thursday night. And then Delta State coming in is, you know, they won the Gulf South Conference, which is kind of the SEC of Division II. They're a pretty, you know, they went to playoffs last year. They're picked to win their league again, and they ranked top 10 in the country, I think. So they're going to be really fast-paced, really physical, and they will be fun to watch, and a very tough opponent there week two. Then we, like I say, get into the conference schedule, and then finish up after conference play. We get to go down to Sam Houston, and probably later today or sometime tomorrow, they'll be ranked number one in the nation in FCS, so or FBS, whatever,
FCS.
whatever you call them, 1AA. And so we've got, you know, I think according to some publications, the toughest schedule in Division II in the country, and so it's we're going to have a young team with a tough schedule, so we're going to have to grow up and grow up in a hurry, and we're not going to make excuses and expect us to be competitive every week and expect us to win. We're going to have to, you know, mind our P's and Q's and be on our A game every Saturday night because there's not an easy game on the schedule this year.